This is Breakfast on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, I wonder if you, like me, live with back pain. Researchers from the University of Sydney are conducting an innovative study using text messages to support the recovery of people suffering from low back pain. And here to tell us more about it is Professor Manuela Ferreira from the Faculty of Medicine and Health and the Back Pain Research Team at the University of Sydney. Yuma, good morning to you, Professor. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Professor Ferreira, firstly, is there some existing history and success with using text messages to help people with health problems?
Absolutely. Different groups, some of them still at the University of Sydney, have actually shown that delivering information and support via text messages can actually reduce the risk of cardiovascular events in people with cardiovascular disease, can help people with diabetes, help people reduce weight, and help people actually stop smoking and increase physical activity. So there is plenty of evidence that this type of approach can help people.
Now, with back pain, of course, many people resort to perhaps treatment with opioids or even surgery. What's the focus of the messages that you're sending as part of this clinical trial?
Yeah, so we know that actually 1 in 6 Australians will have back pain, and we know that every year we spend about $9 billion in treatments and in work loss in Australia. And as you said, many of the treatments offered, like opioids and for a number of people, surgery, they offer very little benefit. So the type of information that we offer is really around changing lifestyle behavior and supporting people in manage their own spine and own health. Again, the types of messages will be around trying to exercise, even if you have to modify the types of exercise and physical activity that you engage with, but try to exercise daily, avoid bed rest, avoid some of the behaviors that will make you have, you know, prolong your pain status.
Professor Ferreira, it sounds pretty simple, doesn't it? And we often get that advice. But what happens when it is targeted and curated and sent to people's personal devices? What have you noticed as part of this clinical trial?
So what happens? So with our clinical trial, the text messages are only sent one way. So we send them the information and they're all encouraged to text us back if they have any adverse events or if they have any serious events happening to their back pain, for example. But what we've noticed that most people, especially those who have finished the study and provided feedback, they really enjoy it. You know, they're home and they're getting daily support. They're getting daily messages and encouragement to keep moving, to keep managing their own backs. So they actually find it quite useful.
And how far along is your clinical trial? Are there opportunities for our listeners to get involved?
Absolutely. So we are just a little bit over halfway through. So we have included about 160 participants and we are looking at 300 total. So if you do have back pain, if you're older than 18 years of age, if you have back pain that has less than 12 weeks duration, and if you would like to receive some messages about how to take care of your own back pain, please contact us. It would be a pleasure to have you in our study.
How can our listeners find you, Professor Manuela Ferreira, if they want to get involved in this text-based treatment of back pain, this clinical trial that you're involved in?
Well, they can find me at the University of Sydney. So we do have a website. The study has a website on Sydney University. So if they want to contact me at Sydney University, my email would be manuela.ferreira@sydney.edu.au and I'll put them in contact with the right people.
Did the pandemic affect some of the recruitment for this study and this work? What did you notice also about what people shared with you about living with back pain?
It's a good question. So what we noticed, it didn't really affect people's willingness to participate because, you know, they were home and it was an easy way to, or a quick and accessible way to get some useful information about their back pain. What we did notice, though, was in general, people's mental health was affected. And we do have some outcome measures around mental health and mental well-being. So we did notice that you know, it was of course a hard time for everyone, and it was sometimes harder to get in touch with people. But in terms of recruitment, it actually didn't affect us as much.
Thank you so much for telling us about the work. Good luck with it. It will be very interesting to see the outcomes of your clinical trial in the future.
Yes. Same here. Thank you so much for having me.
Pleasure. Professor Manuela Ferreira from the Faculty of Medicine and Health at the University of Sydney. She's involved with the back pain research team. I wonder if you live with back pain. And to find out more, you literally send a text to text for my back. And there's more information, of course, available online at the University of Sydney website.
Wongarali Majinu. This is Breakfast on ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.